Hello and greetings, everybody. This is Leviathan, and this is the West March Workshop, your favorite Diablo 3 podcast. I'm sure of it. We are just mere days away, at the time that we're recording this, of course, from Season 13. I could not be more excited for it. I know some of you are like, how can you be excited? Season 13 is going to be the same as Season 12. But don't worry, by the end of this episode, I will have you sufficiently hyped for Season 13 or your money back. And by the way, you gave us $0, so $0 back. In any case, though, we're getting kicked off with episode 135, I believe. Thirsty for season 13. I'm so thirsty. Even though it's Wednesday, it's not Thirsty Thursday, but you know how it goes. So as you can tell and potentially see, if you're watching the VOD or here live in the Twitch chat, it's just me today. It's just Leviathan. Nineball is helping out at his job because, as he explained it to me, all of his managers are going crazy or something to that effect, and he is stepping in to fulfill some roles or time slots, or I don't know what, but apparently he's just working like a dog, so he will not be joining us today. Just a little sad, of course. We love that guy. We love Nine, and we won't get to hear his voice or his Arnold impersonation or any of those good things that make Nine Nine, but we'll get him next time around. Next show, for sure. I will be doing a bit of a just speed version. I'll be speed running the show today since, you know, without another person to bounce discussion off of, there's probably not too much to languish on. But I will give you some of the hits, some of the highlights for any news that we have. And we have a little bit. And then also, wrap things up, get the hype going. Like I said, season 13. So in any case, we'll go ahead and get started as we always do with the weeks in gaming. So it's been 2 weeks since the last show, and for me, I've been spending most of that time just enjoying some downtime, to be honest. Season 12 came and went, and it was solid for me. You know, I had a good time, especially starting out, and especially starting with Crusader, just getting really hyped for the return of Akan Condemn. It was a great time. I was able to do some farming with some non-meta-meta, if you will, having a lot of fun just putting groups together in the clan and the community and everything like that. So hopefully you were a part of that if you're out there listening. And you know, rat runs are rat runs. I feel like some people love them, some people hate them. They're not going anywhere. Like I was mentioning in the intro, season 13 is looking like it's going to run on the exact same architecture, patch, everything like that, except for some back-end stuff that Blizzard did to maybe shore up their servers, or maybe another thing that we'll be getting into in just a second. So it's going to be the same level of powers, the same sets, and the boost that they got with 2.6.1. So the way I've been saying it is, if there was something you really liked in Season 12, you can go ahead and run that back for Season 13, no problem at all. You'll be able to get exactly where you were and potentially progress even further. But if there were things that you wanted to try in Season 12 and you didn't get to, well, hey, Season 13 is your opportunity. Mix it up, try a different class. You know, the things that do rotate are like the Hadrick's Gift, so each class will have a different, you know, start before you farm into whatever set it is that you're looking for. There'll be conquests that are different this time around. We'll go ahead and give you all the details for those in just a moment. So again, you know, if you want to find the fun, if you want to find a way to enjoy Season 13, there are plenty of ways to do it. No need to feel sad or upset with there being no, you know, brand new content or anything like that. And as we've been predicting here on the show, we assume that things would slow down at some point because it's very, very likely that Blizzard and Team 3 and Diablo in general is moving into the future, moving forward. And hopefully we'll be hearing something about that in the near future, hopefully sooner than later. So other than taking some downtime, I've been playing a little bit of WoW, as you guys know, here and there. I haven't played it in recent time, but I think I'm sitting around like level 67-ish or so, like high 60s in Northrend, like I was mentioning on the last episode, enjoying the snowy atmospheres and doing some of those dungeons as well. And last but not least, also still playing some Pokemon Ultra Sun on my way to work. It's my commute game, so when I'm going to work, when I'm coming back from work, I get it in about, like, you know, 2 hours or so of some Pokemon. It's been great. It's been fun to kind of... It really takes me back to when I was a kid. Like, when I was in Cub Scouts, the first Pokemon Red and Blue Generation 1 came out. And I remember there was one kid in our troop that had Pokemon. And I was just like, what is this? This looks amazing. We all just, like, looked over his shoulder at the tiny-ass screen, trying to see what he was talking about and what he was playing. And then eventually I was able to get my own. I think I got red version, And man, we got in so much trouble in school just because we would always be trying to play. You'd like have the, you know, the Game Boy Link cord, like going from your desk to the other person's desk, trying to trade Pokemon in the middle of like friggin' grammar class or whatever. So good times. It's bringing back some nice nostalgia for me. Really enjoying it. And then in terms of actual Diablo play for the last couple of weeks, most recently this week I've been doing some runs for trying to find Rainbow Goblins. There actually is right now a event that kind of sprung up on us. There was no announcement for it, so we don't really know where it came from or how long it's going to go. But there's a double goblin event in the game right now, so whenever goblins appear, they can appear in pairs, or they will appear in pairs, I should say. Say that five times fast. And that has the limitations that it normally has, of course, though. So if it's in the vault, if it's a bandit shrine, or if it's, I think there's one more application, they're not doubled. But if you're just like, potentially, basically when you're doing your bounties and such, if you come across like one goblin, you're gonna see a second one right next to it. So if there's an Odious Collector, there's gonna be a second one. It's a Rainbow Goblin, which is what I've been looking for to try and get those cosmic wings, but no luck, no princess. She's always in a different Whimsydale. Then you can get double Rainbow Goblins, but that has no bearing on you getting any more chances at the cosmic wings, because you can only have one instance of Whimsydale per game. So that's something to keep in mind. But yeah, if you're looking to kill some time before the season starts, and you're hearing this before it's Friday, February 23rd, which of course is when Season 13 kicks off, then you can go ahead and spend some time farming goblins, because why the hell not, right? It's non-seasonal. What are you going to do anyways? All right, and the only other thing that I've been working on is the solo self-found league, and I've actually been doing a crap ton of work to do that and launch it, get it going in conjunction with Season 13. You may be asking yourself, what the hell is the solo self-found league? And I will be talking about that in just a moment, but now we're transitioning into the news section of the podcast, and with that, we'll talk about Season 13. Like I mentioned, February 23rd, it's kicking off, 5 p.m. Pacific for the Americas, it's 8 p.m. Eastern for me here on the East Coast, and 5 p.m. in every region, you know, for your European bros and broettes, 5 p.m. over there, and in the Asia region, I believe it's 5 p.m. Korean Standard Time, KST. So get hype, it's coming, it's Friday, it's like 2 days away basically from when we're recording this. What are you going to play? What class are you going with? What Hadrix gift are you pumped for? And in case you don't even know what they are, well, I can tell you. We got a post earlier last week that explains all of the things to look forward to in Season 13, from the cosmetic rewards, the Hadrix gifts, and the conquests. So you can see the cosmetic rewards. This is what you get when you get to that Chapter 4, unlock that portrait frame, unlock that pet, get all those objectives done. Of course, you always get kind of the standard transmog, that's nothing new there. And then you get this sweet looking Imperius portrait frame. And it, you know, this is the final version of it. When you get to the Guardian tier, it gets this cool spear. But that's a pretty interesting one. And you have this bear, there's a new pet, it's a bloody bear, and I believe it's called Blaine's Bear. And I'm not quite sure why it's bloody, it has claws. It's awesome. This one's pretty cool. So if you're one of those people that like to collect cosmetics, you like to collect pets, then make sure that you at least get to Chapter 4 and complete those objectives this coming season, so you can make sure your collection is as complete as possible. Next up, again, if you have yet to unlock all of your stash tabs, you can do that again in this season. You can get one stash tab each season, and that is always gated behind the Conqueror tier of your seasonal journey. So as you can see, these are the objectives. Complete a Torment 13 Rift in under 5 minutes, complete a Greater Rift 60 solo, kill Greed on Torment 13, kill Sadae on Torment 13 in under 15 seconds, reforge a legendary or set item, augment an ancient item with a level 50 or greater legendary gem, 3 legendary gems leveled up to 55, and complete 2 conquests. So if you do all those and you don't have 4 stash tabs from the seasons yet, because that's the max that you can get from seasons, then you'll unlock your next new stash tab. The conquests, you have to do 2 of those, like I was mentioning. Well, all 5 conquests for this coming season are as follows. We have the return of Speed Racer / Sprinter, for those of you that like that complete acts 1-5 in under 1 hour. You can do it on any difficulty. I recommend doing it on normal. Oh, there's a timer on this. Please pause. There we go. So you can, get your friends together, get that one done. It's definitely easier to do in a group than by yourself. But you can actually do it solo too. Some people have done it solo. I'm contemplating whether I'm going to do it solo. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Other conquests, Divinity and Lionhearted, getting to Greater Rift 75 solo should pretty much be standard fare these days. You know, you need to get to Greater Rift 70 to unlock your primals. Five more Greater Rifts up from there is not too much of a pit stop to go to. So this should be an easy conquest for most people that know what they're doing. The Thrill and Superhuman are coming back. And Nat's doing a Greater Rift 45 solo with no set items equipped at all. You cannot have a single piece of green gear on your character. Unless the item itself is green, but it can't be a set piece. You know what I mean? So no focus, no restraint, no unhallowed essence set, no Istvin's paired blades, none of that stuff. They all have to be regular legendary items. You do that Greater Rift 45 solo. This one's not too bad at all, especially these days because so many legendary items have multipliers on them. With patch 2.6.1, thinking of things like your Dead Man's Legacy, your Frighter's Wrath. So you get those items together and you're pretty much good to go. You'll blast through Greater 45. And then last, or second to last, Curses and Stars Align. This is the Curse Chest event one returning. Kill 350 or more enemies in a Curse Chest event at level 70 on Torment 10 difficulty or higher. And this one, pretty much once you have like Torment 10 good to go, and especially if you're in a group and that group has some sort of AoE in it, then you'll be able to get this done right away. The best place to go is the Cursed Peat, and that's a bounty in Act 5 in the Paths of the Drowned. But the Paths of the Drowned actually has a ton of potential bounties, so it's actually worth it sometimes if you have a mobile character to just go to that waypoint. Look around, see if you can find the event. It's going to be on that one that kind of goes up on a hill. And you'll either get the King of the Hill, I think it's called, or you'll get the Cursed Pete. So, good luck on finding that one. It can be a little rare, but once you find it, you're pretty much good to go. And now, last but not least, our favorite, not favorite, Masters of the Universe, Masters of Sets, Master 8 Set Dungeons. So this one, requires multi-class. You're gonna have to have at least two classes if you do the four and the four of both of those. Maybe even three classes if you just want to do three, three, and two. Whatever combinations, you know how to math. But yeah, most people don't like mastering set dungeons. It's still a thing. It's not going anywhere. You only need to do max three if you're just trying to get your seasonal journey done. So maybe that's when you leave off the table. And last but not least, the piece de resistance in terms of this preview post for season 13, the Hadrix Gifts. So for each class, we have the Barbarian with the Might of the Earth set, Crusader, Rock and Thorns of the Invoker, Demon Hunter with the Shadow's Mantle, Monk with Monkey King's Garb, which is also the Sun Wukong set, Necromancer with Grace of Anarius, Witch Doctor with Raiment of the Jade Harvester, and Wizard with Firebird's Finery. So those are the Hadrix gift sets that you can look forward to unlocking in season 13. I would say the strongest ones that you're looking at there, at least for the early start, are going to be the Demon Hunter and the Monk, because Sun Wukong is just beautiful for that speed farm and even for pushing into those high greater rifts. You probably have to get some pieces together before it really starts to click, but it's definitely going to reward you all throughout the season. And then with the Demon Hunter, once you get the two piece, you're off to the races because you get a ton of power right then and there. And all you need to do is have a melee weapon equipped. Maybe you get a Thunder Fury. And then you're just going. You're going, going, gone. So yeah, that's what we've got for the season 13 preview. Hope you guys enjoyed that. And hopefully you'll let us know what you decided to start your season with. Send us an email at thewestmarchworkshop@blizzpro.com. westmarchworkshop@blizzpro.com, that's the email, and we want to hear how your seasons kick off. How do you fare at the beginning of the season? And what are your plans too? What are you hoping to get in terms of goals throughout the season? Let us know. We want to hear what you're gonna go and kick things off with. A word of advice, of course, if you haven't done it yet, hopefully you haven't done it yet, make sure to save your challenge rift for this Friday after you create a seasonal character, because then you can make your seasonal character, then go to the challenge rift, do the challenge rift, and then claim that challenge rift cash with a ton of goodies in it on your seasonal character, on your fresh, brand new seasonal character. So you'll end up starting the season with a ton of blood shards, ton of gold, bunch of crafting materials and some DBs, and you can leverage those resources to really get your season kicked off nicely. You know, gamble at level 1 some things from Kadala for your class. There's a lot of good stuff out there, some guides as well. Feel free to, you know, check out Reddit, check out the forums, check out YouTube. There's tons of people making guides on how to get that quick start at the beginning of the season. Even yours truly, even I, made a guide both for completing the challenge rift on the Americas and also what to do with your rewards when you've got that challenge rift. So yeah, that's something to keep in mind. You can also use those crafting materials and those gold and resources to craft a level 70 item and get the level reduction on it. And then that gives you really nice power. If you can get a real good level reduction, then from like in your 40s or your 50s, you'll have a level 70 weapon at your command, which will definitely kick your damage up into the atmosphere. And you'll be able to level just a little bit faster than you normally would. So keep that in mind. That's a PSA. Do not do your challenge rift until Friday and after you've made a seasonal character. We also have on the BlizzPro website, I'll show you again on screen, this Season 13 Mega Post. And you should definitely check out Diablo.BlizzPro.com. Dreadscythe has been crushing it with some articles to get you started on Season 13. This Mega Post is like your one-stop shop for everything you need to know when the season starts, the conquests and the sets, like we just went over, basic tips on what to do and how to get your season kicked off and fresh and fun. Set dungeons, again, like you do have that conquest if you really do want to get your set dungeons done. And they really honestly aren't that bad these days. They made a lot of changes to set dungeons to make them easier, longer amount of time to complete them. They show you all the enemies right off the bat. And you know, they're really not that bad. So, especially if you're on the Necro, Necros are all super duper easy. But yeah, we've got all the set dungeon locations, some tips and tricks and hints to help you out. Check that out. A Kanai's Cube guide on how to leverage that early on in the season. Cosmetics list on how to find all your cosmetics and such. And then miscellaneous resources if you're trying to plan something out. D3 Planner is amazing. Doing gear loadouts and theory crafting over there. This is the pocket guide, the thing I was talking about with showing you like the low level gambling, builds to use to get 1 to 70 done quickly, like all sorts of stuff. So really great resources here. Definitely feel free to check this all out. And D3 Resource is another great resource as well. So lots and lots of things at your disposal to help you get your Season 13 off and popping, kicking, pumping, cruising, jamming. Oh boy, oh boy. And what I was referring to or getting at in the intro slash in my weeks in gaming with the back end, there was a small, tiny, little patch that went out earlier this week. And like I said, there's no content change. There's nothing for like your, you know, your favorite item got more buffed or anything like that. None of that happened. But on the PTR, Blizzard did note that they were going to test some back-end things, you know, try and improve the state of their servers perhaps. Or they never really gave us details on what they were working on. But then this patch came out and there's been a little bit of buzz in the community that maybe some third-party applications and such do not work anymore. So this could be actually one of the potentially greatest things to happen, in that a lot of the cheating things that people were doing may not work these days. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see exactly how it all plans out, fares out. But people have been pretty excited that, you know, the reports seem to suggest that a lot of these third-party things that people have been doing to subvert the rules that Blizzard have laid out don't seem to be working. So we're definitely doing a little, we're partying, doing a little dance, to borrow this from Wolf Crier, another great YouTube and Diablo content creator. He was doing the dance when they did the bans for the bots and such. So pretty exciting things, absolutely. We'll see. We'll definitely keep our eye on that one because we want to know more info on how things progress. And actually, mentioning Wolf Crier, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a mainstay in the Diablo 3 community. He's been streaming for quite a while these days, and he's organizing at the beginning of like essentially every season in recent time, Level with a Cause. And so Level with a Cause, LWAC for short, is an initiative to get sort of some hype around the beginning of seasons, but also to raise money for worthy charities. This time around, they're doing Save the Children. I'll actually get a little preview up on screen for you. We have this on the website as well at diablo.blizzpro.com. So make sure to check that out. You can even go on there right now and follow along with me. But yeah, he's organizing again, getting streamers and Diablo players to get together, try to raise some money to do some good in the community while everybody levels up at the beginning of the season. Everyone and anyone is welcome to join this effort. I think right now he said he has like 30 something people lined up. Can always use more, always want to do the best that we can possibly do to raise some money. Again, it's Save the Children Fund, which is commonly known as Save the Children, an international non-governmental organization which promotes children's rights, provides relief, and helps support children in developing countries. A really cool cause. So, you know, this is just to spread the word. You know, contact Wolf Crier. He's on Twitter. He's on his stream, all that good stuff, if you want to go ahead and join this effort. And you can also, of course, check out the website, like I said, diablo.blizzpro.com, which has some useful links and stuff to get you connected with this initiative as well. So level with the cause, really good. I'm going to be participating. I know pretty much all of my cohorts, you know, from Riker to Disco to Drop a Dusky, too many people to name, SVR, will all be participating. And it's going to be a great time. So hopefully we'll be able to do some good, raise a lot of money, and help some kids out all at the same time. Last but not least, a little bit of self-promotion, a little bit of solo promotion, a little bit of solo self-found promotion. Yes, so the project that I was talking about at the beginning of the stream here, at the beginning of the podcast, and also the project that I was talking about and teasing about the last few episodes of the workshop. It's here, the Solo Self-Found League. I can also throw this on the screen as well. We got all the articles, baby. Diablo.blizzpro.com. It's lit. So yeah, this has been kind of my baby, my brainchild, this thing that I've been talking about for a long time. At one point, SVR and I were going to try and get this off the ground for season 12. That didn't come together, unfortunately. And then I think it was about like halfway through season 12 where I was just like, man, we just need to do this thing. Like, we want so badly for there to be a true way to measure solo play in Diablo 3, because the way that the leaderboards work these days is most of those people that are topping the leaderboards that have the ridiculous paragon spend like 99% of their season, 999 by the way, 99% of their season grouped up, and then they come to the solo leaderboard, which just doesn't make sense to me, right? That's not solo. So we've always kind of wanted a way to fairly gauge players that really just do the solo thing. You know, they're in there day in, day out, grinding on their own, playing with no assistance from other people, and be able to see those results. So that's what this Solo Self-Found League is attempting to do. We're trying to make sure that it's a clean league, integrity, you know, honor, all those things go into this. We're going to try our best to police it as much as possible, get botters out of there, get cheaters out of there, and really just have fun, have a good time. We really just want those people that want to try this out to enjoy themselves and do something a little different in season 13. So if you want more information, we have a founding document that lays out all the rules, how to submit, how to be solo self-found, all the works. Discord is lit in terms of hanging out and getting people amped up for season 13 Solo Self-Found League. And then of course there's a video that I produced that explains everything in a lot of detail, because sometimes you need details to make sure everyone knows what's going on. Feel free to utilize any of those resources. I hope that you'll join us. I hope you'll give it a go. Even if it's just part of your season, right? You can still do the normal season, play with your friends, maybe do that on softcore, and then dedicate the hardcore side of your account to solo self-found. There's explanations on how to do that and how it'll all work out. So hopefully you'll join us. I'm really excited about this. I think a lot of people in the community are excited about this too. Of course, there are people who criticize the efforts and whatnot, but that's not going to deter us from trying and doing the best that we can. So this will be the first iteration of it. I'm sure we'll learn a lot along the way and figure out ways to make it better. And maybe, Blizzard will look and be like, wow, this thing worked out. And either they'll be inspired to add it to D3, which I'm not quite sure if that's going to come out, you know, pan out, but maybe actually in whatever the next thing it is that they're working on, this will give them some sort of an idea of, here's how we can incorporate a mode that does what the community is trying to do through this effort. That's kind of where we're at with that. So moving onward, that's what we got for season 13, wrapping that up. I hope you're excited and pumped and finding fun and good reasons to, you know, get into it. Play some Diablo 3. It's always a blast at the start of seasons. Get to level 1 with all your friends. Get cruising. We just have a few more news items to tackle. In Diablo adjacent news, IGN Unfiltered did an interview with David Brevik. You guys may have seen his name in the news recently because he unveiled the game that he's been working on called It Lurks Below. He's doing an indie game, and his company is Greybeard Games, which is literally just him, just the one man. He's doing solo, self-found video game design, apparently. So, it's pretty cool. This article, well, it's not even an article, it's actually a video that has, I want to say about an hour and 20 minutes of them just kind of going over his history, what he thought about when he was creating the Diablo franchise, working with Blizzard, thoughts on Diablo 3. Very briefly, they touched the D3 topic. And then also kind of going forward with It Lurks Below and whatnot. So if you want to check that out, feel free to check out IGN Unfiltered. And you can look for the David Brevik interview. It's the most recent one. And for those that are in chat right now, I've just linked it. So you can definitely check that out. Don't leave right now and go listen to it, because we still have a lot of delicious podcasting to do. But definitely check it out on your free time. Maybe when you're killing some time waiting for season 13. Next on the chopping block, a little bit of speculation, but Diablo 3 oriented speculation. You know, Diablo 4, everyone's always trying to speculate on when that's coming out, what they're doing with it. You know, story-wise, we do it here on the show all the time, especially when you guys give us emails, you know, pointing towards what you think they're going to do with the story or the gameplay or whatever under the sun. But apparently, right now, there's a couple of websites that seem mostly reputable that are talking about Diablo 3 coming to the Nintendo Switch. I see all of you typing BRB in the chat, by the way. You guys all suck, all right? Come on, man. It's just me doing this. Support me. I need my supports. I guess it's just solo for real now. But there's a couple of sources and articles and things out there talking about this idea that Diablo 3 might be coming to the Nintendo Switch, I think around 2019. The source of all of this is this guy named Marcus Sellers, and he's an industry insider and editor. Editor for what? I don't know. I literally have no idea who this guy is. Didn't really do too much research on him, but enough people have been mentioning this to me that I figured I would bring it up here on the podcast, and then I guess we'll see in the future whether this actually bears any fruit. But it would be kind of cool, right? If Diablo 3 came to the Nintendo Switch, it makes sense, at least from kind of a conceptual point of view, right? It does make sense that they would do it because it's already on the next-gen consoles with Xbox One and PlayStation 4. And I mean, like, I'd imagine, you know, they have to port it over and make sure it's working with kind of the development kit that exists for Nintendo Switch. That can't be an easy task, but they have familiarity with developing D3 for console already. You then get to take a product that's essentially done, bring it over to the Nintendo Switch, and reap the benefits of another, you know, group of people that maybe were Nintendo people and never bought Diablo 3 because they didn't own a PlayStation or an Xbox. So that's pretty exciting for the company, I'd imagine. It's like free money. You know, besides the amount of man hours and woman hours that it takes to make the port happen. And then for us, for all of us, that's Diablo 3 portable. Because the Nintendo Switch goes places, right? You can take that with you. That's kind of an exciting aspect. So imagine now, instead of playing Pokemon Sun on the bus, you got your Nintendo Switch with you, and you're just killing demons and getting loot and finding primals. Imagine getting a sweet primal and just yelling on your bus, and everyone's looking at you like, what the hell's wrong with that guy? And everyone starts moving away from you. Could be a great time, I think. So, in any case, that's something to maybe keep our eyes on. Maybe there will be more official announcements concerning that. I know it's not super hype because you're like, well, D3's out, man. I already play it. But for those who do own Nintendo Switches, or maybe you're looking for a reason to buy a Nintendo Switch, I could see that being a pretty compelling one. Someone was asking me, I remember in stream chat yesterday, whether you'd be able to port characters over and stuff. Like, I doubt it, because I believe, you know, you can't really move your Xbox One characters to PlayStation 4 and vice versa, so I don't see why you'd be able to move any of those then over to your Nintendo Switch. I mean, there probably is, like, a legal way to do it, because, you know, people make hacked items and stuff since console does have an offline mode. So maybe there is a way, but I doubt that it would be, like, supported, right? There wouldn't be, like, a Blizzard, like, here's a character transfer thing. But maybe I'll be wrong. I don't know. Who knows what's happening with this? We'll have to wait and see. Mobile Diablo. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you would be into getting Diablo 3 on the Switch. Is that even a port that you want to see them do? Do you just want them to focus on nothing but the next game? I'm pretty sure most of you are like, yes, yes, next game. But maybe this only takes a few people to do. I guess we'll see. And wrapping up here for the most part, question of the show last time was which season has been your most memorable so far and why? If maybe there were like certain changes that you enjoyed along the way, or like a certain feature came up for a certain season that really did it for you, or maybe there was just a particularly successful one that you and your friends got to your highest grade or rift and it's really memorable, or maybe even from a fail aspect, like you had all these grand plans and it just didn't even come anywhere close to being what you thought. Maybe you accomplished some things, maybe you made some new friends. We want to hear from you, so make sure to send an email, westmarchworkshop@blizzpro.com. And let us know what your favorite season was and for what reasons. Because we want to keep hearing from our community. You guys are going to be a huge part of us going forward as the news is kind of, you know, a little slight. We're not going to have that much to sustain us in the future. So we want to make sure that we really dig into the community and hear from you guys and express your thoughts on the show. So keep those things flowing in. We actually did have a few emails for this episode, but since Nineball's not here, you know, like I said, I wanted to go kind of short on each topic, hit it sweet and shortly, and then we'll have probably deeper and broader discussions when he returns next show, and we'll also dig into your emails when he does that as well as items of the week. We had a couple of items as well, but, you know, this will just give you more time to get fodder in. Make sure you send us those emails about your start of the season plans. Make sure you send us those emails on what you think about the Nintendo Switch possibility of D3. Send us those emails on your favorite season, and just send us an email if you like sending emails. Send us an email of a cat or something, I don't know. We also want to see your items too. If you get any sick drops at the beginning of season 13, I want to see them because I want to be jealous. I don't know what my RNG is going to be like, but I'm hoping it's going to be good. All right, so that pretty much is going to do it for us today. I know you guys are used to like 2 hours of us just blabbing, but pretty much all I was going to be able to give you is little highlights, season 13 hype. Like I said, it's crazy, it's good, it's awesome. So for the outro, if I haven't said it enough, westmarchworkshop@blizzpro.com. That's the place to email us. We want to hear from you. Twitter, the WM Workshop. If you enjoy, you know what? We always used to say, if you enjoy shorter missives, a shorter way to talk to us, then you can send a tweet. But now you can tweet like a goddamn blog on Twitter. So blog at us via Twitter, the WM Workshop. Get those threads going. Of course, you know that the live stream is here every other Wednesday when the show goes live. Twitch.tv/BlizzPro, 9 p.m. Eastern for our start time, 6 p.m. Pacific. Make sure to follow the stream, follow BlizzPro here on Twitch so that you don't miss a single show. And if you feel like deeply supporting the efforts here, throw down a subscription, because it does help support with hosting costs for both the website, the podcast, all that good stuff. BlizzPro is, you know, a thing that is done out of love for the fans, by the fans. It's just a bunch of really passionate Blizzard people that want to get information out to everybody and share their own ideas. So support that. Support your local BlizzPro editors, writers, podcasters. You can do that, again, with subs and also, however, with showing up to the podcast and just showing your love. The only other podcast right now that we actually have is Well Met, and that happens on Monday nights. So if you like Hearthstone, that is a Hearthstone podcast that we do. Make sure to check that out. I think there's a bit of a transitionary period right now where the Heroes podcast that we had and the Overwatch podcast that we had are ending, and some new efforts will be starting out soon. I know there's kind of like a Let's Play stream that BlizzPro is doing right now where they get a couple of previous podcasters and writers and such together and they play some games on stream, so check that out. I'm not exactly sure what date they set. It might be Tuesdays now, Tuesday nights, but we'll get you more information on that as it comes up and they let us know. The website that you saw all those beautiful articles on from Dread and myself and the crew is diablo.blizzpro.com. Anything that we mentioned on the podcast today can be found on the website, and you want to make sure to bookmark that, check it out. There's always tons of great resources there to utilize. If you want to be a complete Diablo player, then you need to go to BlizzPro, diablo.blizzpro.com. The clan that we have in the game is the BlizzPro clan. There's tons of spots right now. We're probably going to see a little bit of an influx at the beginning of Season 13, like usually happens. So make sure if you want to get into the clan that you get your requests in right now. As soon as you hear this, pause the podcast and go and request an invite to the BlizzPro clan. We'll be able to get you in plenty and plenty and plenty of spots, but they might go fast. And if you don't want to leave your clan, if you enjoy your clan, you got some great friends over there, that is more than fine. Just feel free to join us instead in our in-game community, which is West March Workshop. You can find that through the community search functions within the game. Just type in West March Workshop and join us. I'm sure on opening night, there'll be plenty of people to talk to and gloat if you got some sick items that you want to share in there, or commiserate if your RNG is just god-awful. I'm pretty sure I will be on that side with you. I just like to expect the worst, and then hopefully if I get like a sweet Carly's point, then I will definitely be shoving it in all of your faces. last but not least, we do have a Discord for BlizzPro. It's discord.gg/BlizzPro if you want to join and become a part of that. There's a ton of rooms in there to discuss all the Blizzard offerings, from World of Warcraft all the way down to Overwatch and everything in between, with your Diablo and your Hearthstone and your Heroes, etc., etc., etc. I think the only one I missed is StarCraft, so I might as well say StarCraft. So check it out, discord.gg/BlizzPro if you're looking for some spaces to talk and hang out with other fellow gamers. And then individually, you can find us all over the internet. Nineball is at NineballGamer on Twitter, and he does stream, or he has a stream. I don't think he's used it in quite some time because you know his potato internet is trying to deny him from his stream. But he will try. He will definitely try. It's twitch.tv/Nineball. And for myself, I'm on Twitter at LeviathanD3. And I do have a stream as well, which is twitch.tv/Leviathan111. And I will be streaming 24 hours at the start of Season 13. So again, it mentioned it starts Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. I'll be going 24 hours, so all night Friday, all day Saturday, into the night on Saturday, and maybe even longer than that if I can hold up. So definitely stop by the stream. It's going to be a blast. Again, streaming for Level with a Cause. It's going to be awesome. Hopefully we raise a lot of good money for the kids. And yeah, do it. Be there. Join up. It's going to be awesome. That's all I got for you guys for today. I hope you enjoyed episode 135, Thirsty, for Season 13. And this is the part where Nineball and I usually banter. But I got nothing else. I didn't say Lost Vikings. Maybe there was a reason for that.